Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Turn on the light. Don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. Away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, ready to work. Neither no limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kersenek, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau supply for aging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the rains no more, like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it ass to stay. She sighed like with the Wonder Kid, driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Reavers Show. And we're going to rock you out for a couple hours, at least. We'll see. Maybe the girls after me, they haven't been showing up. Might have to move to 3 hours again, Dan.
Let's do it, Brian.
Sounds like a plan. Well, we'll see what happens today. We're here at least till 1 to 3. Got Bootleg Dan with me. I'm Brian.
Hey, thank you, Brian. Always good to be on your show. Got a lot to talk about today, about our good friend Justine Colville's passing a year ago. I can't even believe it's been a year. But I got a lot to say. We're going to play some music by Justine, so let's rock it.
You want me to go ahead and rock first, and then you'll talk a little bit more later?
Yeah, let's go rock it.
All right, sounds good. Here we go. This one's called Margaritas and Secondhand Smoke.
Fats and 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm hanging out with Bootleg Dan, and we're giving a little tribute to Justine.
Yeah, Justine, boy. Everybody in this town knows who she is. I met her through Lou of Rumbar Records, Lou Malibu of Rumbar Records. I remember the night I met her. She was wearing tall black boots, just a short little thing, and Lou goes, yeah, you got to meet Justine. She's
Justine
a real rocker.
Cobalt.
She's from Detroit. Well, first of all, anybody from Detroit, everybody rock and rolls in Detroit. That is a rock and roll town for sure. So I met Justine that night through Lou. We got talking and stuff, and I used to give her bootlegs of live shows. Everybody knows me. Got the bootlegs, the live in the pocket. So I got to get to know Justine pretty well. Next thing I know, you know, she's on Rumbar Records. She's rocking out. I got all her stuff. I'm loving it. And next thing I know, she's forming her own label, Red on Red Records. And by the way, she formed this label during the worst time in world history, during COVID. You know, she put together 24 bands in about 2 years, all during COVID. They were doing live Zooms from people's basements, you know, trying to keep the scene going. Also, she was also working about 60-hour weeks, you know. Her energy level, I got energy, but Justine's energy level was over the top.
Right.
She's the sweetest person. She help out anybody. I can't say enough things about her. I mean, I miss her. I think about her every day. And because of what I'm doing now, you know, Bootleg Dan Presents, Justine gave me my name, Bootleg Dan. I remember the night we went to see the Cheap Trick in Medford. Me and her boyfriend at the time, Tom Baker, great guy as well. And we went to see Cheap Trick. We went over to the Union Square Tavern. We're sitting at the bar. And Justine looks at me and she goes, you need a name. And I said, okay, what's the name? And she said, Bootleg Dan.
Oh, well, she gave you the name?
She gave me the name.
No way.
Yeah, she gave me the name. And it stuck. And I introduce myself at Bootleg Dan all the time. That's the name of my company, Bootleg Dan Presents. If it wasn't for Justine, I wouldn't be sitting here talking about all the great things I'm doing. I'm working with all these great bands. I manage the Sins now. I wouldn't have met Cindy and Henry and Marty Scott if it hadn't been for Justine. And then Cindy introduced me to Kip Albarn and all the other people in New York that I hang with. I mean, it was just one thing after another. And it's all because of Justine.
Right.
I mean, I remember the day she asked me, she goes, oh, you got to check out this band, The Sins, you know, on Gem Records, Marty Scott. So I went down to New York and I met Cindy and Henry at a Big Star tribute in Jersey City.
We'll play some Sins later, too.
It was all because of Justine. Justine has done so much for the music scene all over the world. I'm not just talking Boston. I'm talking everywhere. She was working with Stupidity from Stockholm.
I heard them on Little Stevens yesterday.
Yeah.
They're doing good, huh?
They're going to be touring with me in October and November with the Cocktail Slippers. I mean, the people I have met because of Justine is just unbelievable. It just keeps coming. So I just can't say enough about her. And everybody in this town knows who she is, and everybody around the world knows who she is. And it's a sad day for me, but you know what? I'm celebrating her life. We're going to got some rocking shows today. The Chelsea Curve are playing their show at the Midway today with a bunch of great bands. Ron, the great drummer from the Chelsea Curve, is going to be leaving. So we're going to have a rocking party at the Midway this afternoon. And then we're right over to the Square Root. Unfortunately, it's going to be my last show for a while at the Square Root.
But you got plenty of other stuff going on.
I got plenty of other stuff going on, but I'm going to miss the Square Root. I got Anderson Council there tonight with the museum directors and the False Positives. So basically, this is a whole day of rock and roll. And it's in honor of Justine Colville. I miss her so much. But you know what? She would have told me, just keep rocking. keep everybody happy, support local musicians, support all musicians. They're hardworking. Nobody's out there working for free, or they shouldn't be working for free. Music is not free. It comes with a cost. The musicians work their butts off, you know, to make great music and entertain people.
I don't know, Dan. So far, it's just been a labor of love for me.
Well, you know what?
Started with broadcasting school 2006, and...
Well, hey, you know what?
Got that money back.
Well, I ain't make much money either, but you know what? It's the love of music. I couldn't be happier where I'm sitting right now.
Yeah. This is my favorite part of the week. It's my therapy.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I just got back from New York. I was down in New York with Cindy Dawson and Henry from The Sins. Anne has all these great people that I met in New York. I met Steve Conte. I was at Steve Conte's show at the Bowery Electric. It just electrifying how good it was. Spanking Charlene. If you don't know Spanking Charlene, you should check them out. Eric Amble. Everybody knows who Eric Amble is. Great guitar player. Another, you know. So I just keep meeting more and more people. West Coast people. Rockers are coming out of the woodwork. And I'm having a ball. So, hey, Brian, thank you for having me on the show.
My pleasure.
Thanks for letting me talk about Justine. And everybody keep rocking, because that's what Justine would want, just to kick ass. You got it.
You know it. This next song, I just realized, you know, tons of people have covered Needles and Pins. I think the Searchers did the hit, made it a hit. But Justine covered it, and I just realized, I was looking on the Wikipedia. You hear this song here, you hear every week on my show? It's a song done by Jack Nitzsche. He actually wrote Needles and Pins along with Sonny Bono and Jackie DeShannon. I had no clue. So I already had this queued up before I found that out. So song done, written by this guy, done by Justine.
And it's the Black Threads.
Jack Justine's Black Threads. That's what I was just going to say. But thank you. And, yeah, it rocks. I love it. And here we go.
Needles and pins. Hey, everything okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Honey. Hey, I'm here for you. Tell me about school today.
When kids can't find the right words, music can help them sound it out. Talk to the kids in your life about their emotional well-being. Find tools and resources at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Bad change.
91.5 WMFO in Medford with a title track of The Sins' newest, Little Miss Lost. What do you have to say about that one, Dan?
I don't know what to say.
Hold on. They got your mic labeled wrong. Here you go.
Okay. Hey, Brian, I don't know, man. The Sins, they're just burning up the charts right now. I just recently saw that they're being played in Spain and in Italy and in France.
Wow.
So I'm so excited to be their manager. I'm taking them out on the road in July. We're going out with this great band from Buffalo, New York, Perilous. If you don't know Perilous, man, you got to check them out.
They were on the show just a few weeks ago.
That's right. They were. And they just played the Parkside Lounge. They ripped it up. Great, great band. We're going to be playing in Buffalo at a place called The Cave. Then we're going to rock over to Erie at the Philly on the Rocks. Still deciding where we're going to be playing in Pittsburgh, but we're also being playing in Pittsburgh as well. Looking forward to that. And then later in the year, they're going to be playing with Arthur Alexander. If you don't know Arthur Alexander, you really need to check him out. He's like a power pop master. He was in the Sorrows and the Poppies from the early 80s in New York City. He is doing a tour with me, four dates. Going to be playing up in Maine, in Portland, at Blue, new club for me, playing with Tiger Bomb and Rick Barton on Rumbar Records. So looking forward to that. And then the next
Rick
night,
had an amazing set last week for Live Day.
Okay. I don't know his stuff, but I'm looking forward to it. And then we're going to be at the playing the Burren with Crow Follow and another band to be announced. And then we're down in New York at the Parkside with the Sins. The Sins are going to be playing down there and possibly Palmyra and a great new band called Spankin' Charlene. And
ooh, they're not.
Let me put it this way. They're not a new band. That they just haven't played in a while. I saw them play with Steve Conte at Bowery Electric on Thursday night. Great, great band. Definitely want to get together with them. And then we're over at Drew's Place in Jersey doing a house concert with a band still being announced as well. And then the Sins are going to be out on the road with doing a couple of shows with the Cocktail Slippers and Stupidity. We're going to be playing Cafe 9 in New Haven. And then the next night we're at the Parkside Lounge, Killer Bill with Palmyra and the Sins, Stupidity and the Cocktail Slippers. So lots going on with the Sins. The rock just keeps coming. I'm looking forward to working with Arthur Alexander. I met him when I was in LA. He came to the Sins show at the Viper Room. Really nice guy, and so I'm looking forward to working with him. So I got a lot of things going on, but again, the Sins are just tearing it up right now. I had lunch with Marty Scott, the owner of Gem Records, and Cindy on, Thursday.
Nice.
And lots of things coming up. Unfortunately, you can't play one of the best tracks that the Sins recently did on the Mick Jagger, Keith Richards tribute. Unfortunately, Star.
What one did they do?
Star.
Oh, Star Effer.
Yeah.
Well, tell me what I can and cannot play.
Well, hey, you want to play it, Brian. That's up to you. But that is a great little tune by the Stones. And Cindy was loving it. So, hey, you want to play it? Go ahead.
We'll see. I have.
All right.
But now that we've announced it, I don't want to get in trouble.
All right.
Let's play some more Sins.
All right.
This one's called Fall Away.
Shut up.
make you feel small. By giving you no time instead of it all. Until the pain is so big, you feel nothing at all. Working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Oh, they hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. So you're so fucking crazy, you can't follow the rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero, it's something to be. When they've tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. Now, when you can't really function, you're so full of fear. Working class hero, something to be. A working class hero, it's something to be. They keep you doped with religion, sex and TV, and you think you're so clever and classless and free, but you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. Working class hero is something to be. Hero, it's something to be. Well, there's room at the top, they're all telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile when you kill. Yeah, if you wanna be like the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. Yeah! A working class hero is something to be. Well, if you wanna be a hero, just follow me. If you wanna be a hero, well, just follow me.